USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Russia retaliates in Ukraine by targeting the locals.
Russian military forces are targeting Ukrainian civilians in hundreds of missile strikes launched this past week. A senior U.S. military official said Russia is trying to retaliate after an explosion damaged a key bridge. The official said Russia is deliberately targeting civilians and infrastructure like electricity and bridges in Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Missile strikes in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, left cars burning and splatters of blood on the sidewalks. Throughout this week, Russian military fired its most intensive barrage of missiles at Ukraine since the start of the war in February, killing 3 dozen civilians, knocking out electricity and overwhelming air defenses. One thing the missiles did not do was change the course of the ground war, fought mostly in trenches with the most intense combat now in an area of rolling hills and pine forests in the east and on the open plains in the south. These battles are where control of territory is decided and where Russia's military continue to lose ground despite its missile strikes. They use their expensive rockets for nothing, just to frighten people. Vladimir Aryev, a member of Ukraine's parliament, said of the Russian cruise missiles, rockets, and self-destructing drones used in the strikes. They think they can scare Ukrainians, but the goal they achieved is only making us angrier. Former NFL player and GOP Senate candidate Herschel Walker is now denying that he supports a total abortion ban. U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock and Walker faced off Friday night at their first and only debate broadcast on News Nation. Warnock, a church leader in the Atlanta area, also clarified his position on reproductive rights.
I think that the women of this country and the women of this state woke up one summer morning and a core protection that they've known for 50 years was taken from them by an extremist Supreme Court.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
As the community of Raleigh tries to recover from this week's mass shootings that left 5 dead and 7 injured, they come together to mourn the loss of the victims, all in different stages of life and all now gone at the hands of the teenage suspect during his rampage Thursday night. 52-year-old Nicole Connors, 49-year-old Susan Karnatz, a mother of three, also killed. 34-year-old Mary Matchell, a Navy vet now dead just days before getting married. And 29-year-old off-duty police officer Gabriel Torres gunned down on his way to work. The youngest victim, 16-year-old James Thompson, a high school junior. Tower Rock, a massive island in the middle of the Mississippi River south of St. Louis, is typically surrounded by water and only accessible by boat. But as severe drought spreads across the Midwest and pushes river levels to near record lows, people can now reach the rock formation by foot. The river has dropped low enough that you can walk over to Tower Rock and not get your feet wet or muddy, Missouri resident Jeff Biggett said. I only remember being able to do this one other time in my life. Just when we thought all of the off-field issues with Deshaun Watson were finally gone for good, a new allegation has emerged. A new sexual misconduct civil suit has been filed against Watson for an incident that took place during a massage in 2020. Watson is currently serving an 11-game suspension after settling on a punishment with the NFL for previous near-identical allegations. There are going to be a lot of questions when he's finally available for interviews. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.